San Diego's talk radio leader, 760 KFMB presents It's Your Money and Your Life. For the next hour, Richard Muzio and Joe Vecchio will educate and inform you on matters related to your financial future, your life, and your leisure. Now, with It's Your Money and Your Life, here are Richard and Joe.
Welcome to It's Your Money and Your Life. We're coming at you with 50,000 watts of power. We're heard not just in San Diego County, but Orange County, LA County, up the coast of Seattle on a good night, down to Cabo, out to the desert. And if you download the app for 760 KFMB, you can hear us live there. And we also are on iTunes if you search the title of the show. And I typically introduce the co-host of the show, Richard Muzio, CPA extraordinaire at this time, and family office guy, of course, serving high net worth families. But he is at a family obligation tonight at a graduation of a very close family friend. So it's just going to be myself and 12 other guests. So it's not going to be a marathon. It's going to be a sprint. So pay attention. But it's going to be a great show because we're at the magnificent 6th annual Barry Goodnight Dinner.
AM 760 KFMB.
All right, we're back with the final segment of It's Your Money and Your Life, and we've got a great last segment on bees. It's all about the bee colony collapse and honeybees, etc. Honeybee colonies are diminishing as a result of pesticides, the neonicotinoids, if I'm saying that right, and we'll get to the full story of that in a few minutes. We have with us for this segment Hillary Kearney, who raises honeybees. Hi, Hillary.
Hi.
Can you tell us about you and your enterprise?
Yeah, so yeah. I do an urban beekeeping business. And
where are you located?
I'm actually all over San Diego, San Diego County. I'm even into some unincorporated areas. But what I do is place beehives in people's backyards as a service, and I take care of them for them. So my business is all about integrating bees back into the community, getting people used to living with bees again. And really, the larger picture is about bringing awareness to people's local environment. I feel like bees can be a really good connector between the peoples and their immediate setting, right? So you do something to your bees and you see the immediate effect on your environment. If your neighbor uses pesticides, for example, and your bees die, you see that effect right in your backyard. So this
says here that you're in the rescue bees business.
Yeah, I do live bee removal too. I do beekeeping classes, so I do pretty much everything.
So like when a call comes into the county that bees are swarming somewhere, do you kind of get involved in that and try to...
I'm not involved with the city or the county doing removals for them, but privately, you know, people call me. Homeowners get bees on their property and they call me to do live removal of those bees. So, you know, a lot of people don't realize that that's an option, that you can do a live removal of a bee colony. They think you have to call an exterminator, but there's actually a lot of us doing live bee removal around San Diego,
really?
San Diego County. Yep.
How many operations are going, would you say?
I have no idea. There's over 20. There's a lot of people doing it.
Well, it makes great sense because obviously we're challenged. And what do you think is the biggest threat to bees right now?
I absolutely think it's the neonicotinoids. I think that's the overarching problem, that it weakens their immune system and scrambles their neurological systems, and it makes it difficult for them to do everything that they do well. So because it scrambles their neurological system, so much of what they do is navigation to and from food, to and from the hive. They're unable to do that as efficiently, it takes them longer, or they can't do it at all. And then because their immune system is compromised, anything that comes along, all these things that are mentioned, you know, as possible reasons for the global collapse, like mites or, you know, fungicides and all these different things, other pesticides, climate change, all those things, basically what it means is they're less able to cope with it.
And a lot of commercially sold plants these days are treated with that, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So when you go into a big box nursery or even a small scale nursery, they're mostly buying their plants from the same kind of growers. So they're all sourcing from the same few growers, and those growers are all treating with...
Is there a way you can determine from when you go into these stores if they're using this or not? Or
at Lowe's and Home Depot, they're now labeling if it's treated with a neonic, but most places, no. So like Ace Hardware, no.
So the bee colony collapse issue, how bad is it? And is there any way we can turn it around? You have any opinions, either of you? Or
Well, what's interesting is that that 40% loss rate for commercial beekeepers doesn't really apply to beekeepers like myself. So I'm an urban beekeeper, and I'm doing things a little differently from what they do. So there's so many stressors going into commercial beekeeping. Like, they load up their bees, they put them on a giant semi, and they literally drive them across the country back and forth to the crops that are blooming. They put them in these huge monocrop settings. Their nutrition is limited because they're only accessing one kind of flower. And then they're getting exposed to a whole host of pesticides and fungicides. So when I'm putting them in a backyard setting, I absolutely believe they're getting exposed to pesticides still. People have them on their plants. You know, they buy them that way. They are unaware. But I don't have as many stressors as they do. So I am not losing 40% of my colonies. In fact, I think I lost zero this last year.